Good afternoon, everyone. Merrill Reese and Mike Quick at Lincoln Financial Field, where the Eagles are about to meet the New Orleans Saints. Josh Huff takes it at the 2, back to the 5, the 10, the 15, 20, 25, 30. Cuts to the right at the 40 and falls up to the 44. Selleck in motion. This time, the handoff again to Murray. Murray across the 40, the 50. Tripped up and stumbles down at the 40. Bradford in the gun. Bradford fakes. Takes it back. He looks. He fires. Complete. Huff. Huff at the 20. 50. 10, 5. Touchdown as he circles. He jumps and he flips into the end zone. Touchdown for George Huff. Raises back again. He is fine. He's hit. And the football's loose. And the Eagles have it. Outside the 30. Recovered by Jordan Hicks. Bradford fakes. Rolls, looks, fires, complete. Down at the 5-yard line to Josh Huff. And he spins away and takes it down to the 2. Cooper in motion. The gift goes to Matthews. Matthews barrels his way forward and he's in. Touchdown.
That's power.
On first down, play action. Breeze blows up. He fumbles the football as he's hit. I don't know. Let's see. Breeze was hit. He lost it. The Eagles have it. Back goes Bradford. He's floating it. Touchdown! Grant Selleck! Breeze fires. It's intercepted. It is intercepted. Running with the football to the 25, to the 20, to the 15. The 10 is Thurman. And Thurman is down inside the 5. Bradford hands the football off. And running it for the touchdown is DeMarco Murray. And that is the final play of the game as the Eagles defeat the New Orleans Saints 39-17.
And the highlights keep going and going and going. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Eagles 360 on this very happy Monday. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with the Hall of Famer Brian Westbrook. And we're celebrating an Eagles win, a big win, a win that we kind of hoped for and got over the New Orleans Saints. Brian, I feel like that was maybe the breakout game. You kind of feel the momentum. You sense that at all?
Well, I'm happy that they won. The most important thing in football season, no matter who you play, is to find a way to get the victory. And I think one of the best things you can do for a team that hasn't played together very long is get a win. That helps build your confidence, gets everybody moving in the right direction. And for this team, hopefully, it gets the ball rolling.
Now, it wasn't perfect. We know that. The Eagles turning the football over twice in the red zone early, failing to convert on 2 fourth downs. Still, more than 500 yards of offense, the defense taking the football away 4 times. We'll talk about all of that and a whole lot more in the show today. But first, on this Monday, as the Eagles get ready for next Monday night's game against the New York Giants, it's Hall of Fame night for a guy that I know pretty well. And we're going to get you caught up on all the day's news. Alex Smith, our Eagles 360 update.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is your 360 update. Well, we just had a chance to hear from Eagles head coach Chip Kelly here at the NovaCare Complex as he and the rest of the Eagles coaching staff had a chance to go over the film from yesterday's 39-17 victory over the New Orleans Saints. Today, Kelly praised a few of the standout performances from Sunday's game, including that of Fletcher Cox, who finished with 3 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, and 1 fumble recovery. But according to Kelly, that's the same Fletcher Cox that he's seen every day here in practice.
I really think for us, it's what Fletch has done here since we've been here. I mean, he's been a very disruptive force along the defensive line since we've been here. I think he's just starting to get noticed where he probably should have gotten before. You know, I think you go back to last year and opponents talking about going in, getting ready to play us, and they're talking about Fletcher's name. So he was close in a couple of our earlier games, really close a couple of times in the Washington game to getting some sacks. And, you know, I know Billy says it, and sometimes it happens. Sometimes they just come in bunches. But I think he's played at a really high level for a while here. It's just, you know, yesterday it kind of all came together for him. But I still remember him picking up, scoring one against Jacksonville. I mean, he's made some really big plays. This wasn't his first big game for us. But it's something that we've become, kind of accustomed to because of the type of player Fletch is.
Another performance praised by Kelly was that of wide receiver Josh Huff, who caught his first career receiving touchdown as a member of the Eagles yesterday. According to Kelly, Huff is one of the toughest players that he's ever been around and one of the best blockers in the league.
No, I just, Josh in general as a player is an extremely dynamic player. I think he's got a ability to change direction, stop and start, really good with the football in his hands. There, that's why he's doing a great job returning for us. You know, he can make people miss, but the other thing with Josh is he's extremely tough. I mean, he's one of the better blockers in this league. I mean, he's a tough physical person at the point of attack. That's what makes him such a good special teams player, such a good gunner, because, you know, sometimes there are guys that are good receivers, but they're not good on teams because of the physical nature of teams. I think Josh can do it all.
While there were a number of positives for the Eagles to take away from yesterday's victory, there were some things that the team still needs to improve upon. Today, Kelly spoke about how the drops have been hurting this offense and how it's something that the team needs to clean up heading into Monday night.
We've got guys on the jugs machine. I mean, Jordan and Nelly come in here every morning at 7 o'clock and are on the jugs machines and are really working on the mechanics of fundamentally catching the football, but it's something that has hurt us. In every game we've played, we've had drops that, you know, those, we call those SIWs. Those are self-inflicted wounds. That's us dropping the football. That's not the defense making a good play. You know, if it's a tip or, you know, it's out of our reach, then, yeah, we understand that. But we've got to clean up the drops. And when we do, I think we can be an even more explosive offense.
And that will wrap things up here from the NovaCare Complex. Be sure to stay tuned right here to PhiladelphiaEagles.com for all of the latest Eagles news.
Thanks so much, Alex. It's a happy chipper chip, Kelly, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Were coaches always different the day after a win or after a loss, or just the same?
Well, they try to stay the same, but the truth is that you always know when a coach is happy, and when they win, they're definitely a little bit more
and
happy.
And how about as a player?
Well, you're in great moods when you win. Obviously, payday is payday, but at the same time, for your pay, your wins count more.
Well, we're going to talk about the defense in just a bit, but next up, we're going to talk about an Eagles offense that came to life on Sunday. A slow start, but a good game plan, some execution, and a lot of new faces chipping into the offense in week number 5, the Eagles 2-3. We are coming back on Eagles 360 in just one moment.
I sup to Philly.
I sup to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Jefferson Station.
Airport line.
69th Street.
Broad Street.
To the game.
Paoli.
Sharon Hill.
Chestnut Hill.
Regional Rail.
I sup to Philly. The Broad Street line on game days.
A la bodega.
To the movies.
To my parkway.
Spring Garden.
Late night.
West Philly.
South Philly.
North Philly.
You need more chips? Fellas?
I'm sorry.
We were daydreaming.
About that VIP tailgate and game tickets?
Yeah.
And that pregame sideline experience.
Exactly.
We have an Eagle season tickets.
How do you know?
We both have the new instant game from the Pennsylvania Lottery.
Yeah, the Eagles instant game with top prizes of 50 grand.
And second chance prizes, including season tickets.
The Pennsylvania Lottery. Bring your dreams to life.
I got tickets, Metro tickets.
You need a Metro ticket. Talk to me, please.
I don't even know these real tickets.
You just touch it.
How do I know they're legit?
Is this leather legit? I mean, how do we really know? It looks good, right?
Is the Metro paying you to do this?
No, I'm paying myself. I got to make profit.
That makes more sense.
Does the baby need a Metro ticket? I'll give her one on me. These tickets, they're not stealing your soul. You can look at them. Man, nobody wants to buy tickets from a guy on the street. I don't understand.
Welcome back, Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook, the Hall of Famer. Talk a little Eagles offense. You like when I say that, don't you?
Feels good.
You are. You're a Hall of Famer. He's going in on Monday. We can't wait to see it. And I know you can't wait to. Are you getting jitters at all?
A little bit. It's one of those things. You don't get nervous to play, but the Hall of Fame is one of those things you get a little bit nervous about. And so I am nervous.
Yeah. Well, listen, Brian, in this offense, can you imagine the damage you would have done here with the way the Eagles operated on Sunday? Sam Bradford, a big day, 32 of 45. Two red zone interceptions need to be cleaned up. But getting the football down the field, getting it out of his hands quickly, showing some mobility. Your thoughts on number 7?
Well, I appreciate the fact that he started very slow. And after the first 4 games, he wasn't doing great. But when you add that to the 2 interceptions that he threw in the end zone, yesterday, that was terrible. But the way that he bounced back, the way that he went 13-15 in the second half, he led this team on a drive. He had a meeting with the guys before the game started. These guys are starting to believe in Sam Bradford, and you can appreciate that about our quarterback.
Are you seeing his skills now? Are you seeing what the Eagles saw in him to make the trade?
Yeah, we're seeing quick decisions. We're seeing accuracy. We're seeing a guy that can lead this football team. And now we're seeing, with the help of the run game, some play action. We're seeing him being able to get on the edge and throw the ball down the field. That's what they wanted in the quarterback. They now have that in Sam Bradford.
And let's talk about the run games. DeMarco Murray, 83 yards. Ryan Matthews, 73 yards. Good distribution from those two, each a touchdown on the ground. And the offensive line really coming to life on Sunday against New Orleans, opening holes. And the back showing some elusiveness, some power, downhill runs, kept the chains going. And, Brian, I mean, now you see a balanced offense and a lot of different weapons, nine players catching passes from Bradford. Really loved the mix yesterday.
Well, Chip said at the beginning of the season, if this offense wants to be successful, they have to get the running game going. And with yesterday's plays, they were able to get all three running backs going just a bit. You love the way that they're able to run 79 plays. If you're able to run that many plays, then you can get DeMarco Murray, Ryan Matthews, and Darren Sproles involved in the run game with the offensive line. The guys in the trenches did all the work. The running backs kind of reap the reward.
Yeah, we talked about it last week. The offensive line is what makes everything go. What makes it? Is the offensive line what makes the running back? Is the running back what makes the offensive line? It's probably more of the running back getting help from the offensive line. Without any lanes to run through, you don't have much to do. So Jason Peters dominating, Lane Johnson dominating, Jason Kelce a really strong game, and the guards also playing outstanding power football. We saw some power football on Sunday.
Yeah. I think when you look at the offensive line, it's about continuity. It's about guys playing together. And I think yesterday might have been one of the first games that we saw all five guys play an entire game, not missing any plays. And those guys look very good. And so now we're talking about getting the ball rolling. Now this offensive line has confidence in one another. The guy next to him, the running backs have confidence in the offensive line. And most importantly, Chip has confidence in calling the run plays.
Does 1 week kind of bleed into the next week? Can it start a little
bit
of momentum?
That's what it's all about. It's about getting that consistency and allowing that momentum to flow. And you want to take this game and help move into the next week. That's what you have to count on.
Well, in a bit, we're going to talk about some of the breakout players who contributed to the big win over New Orleans. But when we return to Eagles 360, we're talking about the defense. Fletcher Cox came up huge, four takeaways. Eagles doing a very nice job against Drew Brees. All that and a whole lot more when we return to Eagles 360.
At Lincoln Financial, we believe you're the boss of your life, the chief life officer, in charge of providing for loved ones, growing your nest egg, and protecting what matters most. Ask your financial advisor how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future. Life, income, retirement, group benefits, and advice. Lincoln Financial, you're in charge.
I've just arrived in Atlanta, and I can't wait to start telling people how switching to Geico could save them hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But first, my luggage. Ah, there it is. Excuse me, sir, I think you've got the wrong bag.
Sorry, they all look alike, you know.
No worries. Well, car's here. I can't save people money chatting at the baggage claim all day.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Carbs to compete. Electrolytes to replenish. Everything you need to keep sweating.
Try a one-week fantasy football league on FanDuel today. Home to more winners than any other site. Go to FanDuel.com for your free account now. We are back. It's Eagles 360, Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with the Hall of Famer Brian Westbrook. The Eagles defense on Sunday doing a very nice job against Drew Brees. That passing game that's kind of a horizontal to the backs game. Brees takes some shots down the field, but the Eagles only giving up 10 points until that last play. Let's talk about the defense and some of the progress you've seen. starting, I guess, with Fletcher Cox.
Yeah, when you talk about Fletcher Cox, you really have to talk about the front seven. Coming into the game, they really weren't able to get a lot of sacks. But this game, Fletcher Cox played like a man with his hair on fire. He was able to get after the quarterback in the run game, in the pass game. Now, the truth is, a lot of defensive players, especially defensive linemen, interior guys, aren't able to play the run and pass. That's one of the strong suits of Fletcher Cox. He's able to show that motor in the run game and the pass game, and that kind of separates him from all the other guys that play defense.
And as a two-gapping defensive lineman, that this is what the Eagles wanted to see all along here, but they don't really ask their defensive lineman to get up the field and create a pass rush, but Cox just so good, so powerful, able to shed blockers, and then he really just explodes to the quarterback. Did that three times against Breeze, Brian Braman adding a sack later in the game. And, Brian, I thought the Eagles, as we've seen all year, they've done a nice job against the run, but I think throwing the football, the Saints wanted to get the ball out quickly to their backs, and that horizontal passing game really got shut down by the safeties, by the linebackers.
Yeah, when you look at the safeties and linebackers, in order for Fletcher Cox to get sacks, you have to have good coverage. You have to make the quarterback hold the ball. And this is Drew Brees, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, who wants to get the ball out quick. They did a great job in the secondary, not only of covering, but coming up and making tackles. Malcolm Jenkins, one of the guys that I love to watch, because almost every time he gets an opportunity to make a tackle, he always makes a tackle. That's what you want from a safety.
Eagles giving up an early touchdown, an early second half field goal, and then nothing until the last play from scrimmage in the game, a pass against the reserves into the end zone. So the Eagles defense doing a nice job contributing to the victory. More takeaways. Four in this game, four in the win against the Jets. I'm seeing a bit of a trend here. When you take the football away, you set up the offense, and you score a lot of points.
Stop the run. You run the ball well. You take the ball away. You win football games. That's what the Eagles need to focus on.
And the special teams, a solid job. Now, Caleb Sturgis missing an extra point, but he had four field goals. Eagles, a nice job on kick coverage. Donnie Jones, just one punt, a 50-yarder. So Caleb Sturgis, I would imagine, stays around here and gets some confidence going for himself heading into this huge Monday night against the New York Giants. Big one, Brian, in the division, and I know that's always something that excited you.
Yeah, these division games are going to determine whether you're going to make it to the playoffs or not. And so this game really is, at this point of the season, it's one of those pivotal games that the Eagles, coming off a good win, should have confidence going into this football game against a very good opponent.
And, by the way, it's a game for first place in the NFC East. Kind of weird to say that after a 1-3 start. When we return to Eagles 360, we're going to talk about some of the breakout players in Sunday's win over the New Orleans Saints.
When you get away from smartphones and video games and tablets, it's amazing what you can really plug into. This season, shop the brands you love, plus thousands of items on sale now. Sportsicle, all things sporting good.
The tournament is there. You're here. And before you take the team's star midfielder from here to there, along with his entourage, you have some things to do, like finding a place to stay, getting an oil change, mapping out the best route. Yes. Are we there yet? No. Roadside assistance? Not today, but always on call. So wherever your journey takes you, AAA helps you get there. So everyone's a winner. Start your journey at AAA.com.
Hi, my name is Jim Taylor. I've been with Acme for 34 years. Our Lancaster brand beef is the best around. We cut our meat fresh every day. We actually have customers come from other stores just for our meat.
Freshness is our number one priority. No one beats our fresh fish.
We have the freshest apple, the Christie's lettuce. Fresh produce is what we do.
We do the best cake decorating in the area, hands down.
123 years strong. Come on in. You'll see the changes. You'll feel it. You'll love it.
Who were the breakout players in Sunday's win? Let's talk about it here on Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro and Brian Westbrook. We start at wide receiver Josh Huff. In his second season, some ups, some downs, really not able to gain traction from a health standpoint, from a production standpoint. Did so on Sunday, 40-yard kickoff return to start the game, and then four catches, 78 yards, and the touchdown. Has he arrived?
You know, I think he took a big step towards arriving. I think one of the things I saw from him right from the beginning, of the game was his speed on kickoff return. And he's able to get from point A to point B in a quick fashion. I love Josh Huff because he's able to do so many things with the ball in his hands after he catches it. One of the things that I would like to see more from him, perfect your craft. Be a better route runner. Be more consistent in your route running. That way the quarterback has more confidence in you. I think if he does that, Sam Bradford will give him the ball a lot more.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how much the Eagles use him moving forward, because obviously he earned some playing time, some reps with his job on Sunday. Now the Eagles also getting the football to the tight ends. Zach Ertz, Brent Celek, all of a sudden the last couple of weeks really contributing more. And it's so important for this Eagles offense to control the middle of the field, and that allows you to open up things down the field and on the outside of the hashes. So with Ertz, with Celek scoring another touchdown, you saw Sam Bradford really building some confidence, throwing the football into traffic over the middle.
What I love about the tight ends getting involved, that means you have a good running game going in. So what happens, in order for the tight ends to get involved and get open, the linebackers have to step up. That means they're respecting the run game. That's why DeMarco Murray carrying the ball is so important. That's why Ryan Matthews carrying the ball is so important. That's why Zach Ertz was wide open. That's why Brent Celek was wide open. I love the fact that these guys are getting involved to help out the wide receivers.
Brian, this Eagles offense yesterday was not tempo, 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 tempo. It was not run-based. It was get the ball out quickly. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts on what Chip Kelly has done here from a scheme standpoint, from just an idea of what this offense is?
Well, Chip has kind of changed things just a bit, and I'm sure he might not say that, but at the same time, it's been effective. He's talking about 79 plays. That means your defense is getting off the field, but your offense is staying on the field. They're converting second and long. They're converting third downs. They did a good job of staying on the field. It starts with the run game and the guys up front, but Sam Bradford, those tight ends and wide receivers all played a part in it.
But yesterday it seemed like they started with the pass game and then later got the run game going. The quick passes to Riley Cooper, getting the ball to DeMarco Murray on the first possession, trying to get the ball to Jordan Matthews on the rollout left. The Eagles doing a nice job mixing things in early. Not successful as they wanted to be early on, but they set the tone of, we're going to start this thing and get the football into the hands of a lot of different people. And then the run game came along. And as you said, Murray and Matthews and Sproles all getting their touches, all happy at the end of the day.
One of the things that this offense does very well, especially when you get everybody involved, they spread the field. So now a defense has to cover all 53.5 yards of the field, the width. They have to also cover the depth as well. And so now they have to make sure that they check Nelson Aguilar on the outside. They have to check Ertz and Celek in the middle and be able to stop the run game. So it's very tough to stop this offense, especially if they're going at tempo, especially if this offense has it going on.
And the defense, we would be remiss to forget about Walter Thurmond and Malcolm Jenkins. Just terrific performances again on Sunday against New Orleans. They've really, really played well. You see the difference with the Eagles with good safety play. It makes everything feel better. And one thing real quick, I thought Byron Maxwell played a really good game.
That's
he was
right.
Very solid against short, shifty Brandon Cooks.
A couple pass breaks up. I think one of the things that has helped Byron Maxwell just a bit is Billy Davis. He's understanding his players a little bit more. But Byron Maxwell, after getting beat up a couple of times in the first couple of weeks, has played consistent these last few weeks, and I think that's just part of the process, learning your players for the coaches, and then the players learning the scheme and perfecting that scheme, and I think it's starting to turn the corner.
Well, let's hope so with Odell Beckham Jr. coming to town in 1 week. When we return, we'll talk about the Giants and the Eagles. Brian Westbrook's big night comes 1 week from today.
I step to Philly.
I step to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Jefferson Station.
Airport line.
69th Street.
Broad Street.
To the game.
Paoli.
Sharon Hill.
Chestnut Hill.
Regional Rail.
I step to Philly. The Broad Street line on game days.
A la bodega. To the movies.
To my parkway.
Spring Garden.
Late night.
West Philly.
South Philly.
North Philly.
Carbs to compete. Electrolytes to replenish. Everything you need to keep sweating.
I got tickets.
tickets, Metro tickets.
You need a Metro ticket. Talk to me, please.
How do I even know these are real tickets?
You just touch it.
How do I know they're legit?
Is this leather legit? I mean, how do we really know? It looks good, right?
Is the Metro paying you to do this?
No, I'm paying myself. I gotta make profit.
That makes more sense.
Does the baby need a Metro ticket? I'll give her one on me. These tickets, they're not stealing your soul. You can look at them. Man, nobody wants to buy tickets from a guy on the street. I don't understand.
Eagles fans, score a touchdown of your own by downloading the new McDonald's app for some delicious deals on the download. Offers are updated weekly, and you can receive a free sandwich just for downloading the app. McDonald's, I'm loving it. We welcome you back, Eagles 360, Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook, and next week at halftime, Brian and Maxi Bong will be inducted into the Eagles Hall of Fame, and as we sit here today and you start to get excited about it, thoughts of what's going through your head here?
You know, I'm just appreciative of the fact that they're mentioning me in the names of some of the greats, Derek Dawkins, McNabb, Vaughn. I mean, these are guys that played in the era of football championships. These guys won an awful lot of games here. These are special guys to the Philadelphia Eagles organization. And I'm just kind of getting mentioned in the same sentence as those guys, and it means an awful lot. Obviously, there are so many people that went into it, my parents, my friends, my family, of course. But the guys that I played with, they did so much for me as far as my mentality, learning how to be professional, everything on the field, helping me on the field. And so, to me, it's not just me going in. It's everybody that came along with and helped me along the way as well.
What will it feel like, do you think, with the fans on their feet? It kind of gives me goosebumps thinking about what that reaction is going to be like.
It's exciting. You know, as a player, you always appreciate fans cheering for you, but you don't appreciate it as much until you leave the game. And so for me, being gone for 5 years, you appreciate it more from when guys see you in the hallway, they see you out to restaurants to eat, but more importantly, in the stadium where you did all your work at. I'm excited about it. I'm excited to see what's going to go on.
Now, the game, the Eagles and the Giants, it's a tough one. The Giants playing good football. A late win against the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday night. This is a very good offense. The Eagles' defense is going to have to be really at its best.
Yeah, I think one of the things they do well is throw the ball down the field. Obviously, Eli Manning is a threatening type of quarterback that can complete really all the passes. And then you look at Odell Beckham Jr. He's a type of wide receiver that if he gets hot, he's going to stay hot. And so this defense definitely has a challenge. The good thing for this defense is that they play very well against teams that are one-dimensional. And right now the Giants, they only have a passing game. They don't have a running game. And so this defense, I'm expecting a big game out of our linebackers. I'm expecting a big game out of Fletcher Cox. Get to the quarterback, affect Eli Manning in the pocket. And if you do that, he will throw the ball to you.
It will be an electric atmosphere Monday night. The Eagles and the Giants, NFC East showdown. Let's get you caught up here and show you what's coming up on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Our Amoroso's On the Menu feature here. On Tuesday, Glenn Macnow joins me in studio here for Eagles 360. We take a trip down fantasy lane, our fantasy spin with Alex Smith and Joe Dolan. And I'm going to write about that Josh Huff today. I just think that there's a lot of talent there that if you can get him to be consistent, Brian, what a big boost for that offense.
Sometimes it takes guys a little bit to find their way, and as soon as they get a little bit of confidence, that touchdown, catching a couple balls, being able to return the kickoff, I think that's going to help build that confidence. And this is one of these guys that can make a difference as this season goes on.
So a big week ahead for the Philadelphia Eagles, a big week ahead for Maxi Bond and Brian Westbrook. Hall of Fame night 1 week from today. We thank you so much for joining us here on Eagles 360. B. West, good luck to you Monday night.
Thank
Have
you.
Fun. Thank you all for joining us, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles night.